Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Pachyork. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Nyman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vance Law. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lorenzo Gray. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rusty Kuntz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dennis Lamp. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Wells. Batting seventh. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Lenny Fado. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyork hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kittle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nyman. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Nyman steals second. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Law reaches second base with a double. Nyman scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Pachyork settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pachyork. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kittle who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Castano goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 White Sox. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wells hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nyman strikes out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuntz hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0 for 1 in the game. Fado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Laudner moves to second. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Dillard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Laudner moves to third. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Dillard reaches second base with a double. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pachyorek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillard moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Pachyorek moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle hits a line drive towards short. Fado catches it and throws to second to double up Pachyorek. Two outs. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nyman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Ward steals second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wells hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-2 in the game. Koontz hits a line drive towards short. Fado catches it and throws to second to double uphill. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray juggles the ball. That's an error on Gray. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Cooper now pitching. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Paciorek hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Kittle moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Harold Baines pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Chris Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nyman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nyman. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Nyman steals second. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harold Baines now playing right field. Jim Kern now pitching. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castano strikes out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-3 in the game. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wells strikes out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Patchy Orrick. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Bush goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 White Sox. Randy Johnson pinch hits for Lenny Fado. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-4 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Washington now playing shortstop. Jeff Little now pitching. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dillard hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Patchy Orrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.